ろ。
一二三、ありがとう。
ありがとう。
ありがとう means thank you in Japanese。
Went straight to the bar. Niggas head turning, trying to see who we are. And they mad cause they ain't. We out here making moves that these weak hoes can't. Bitches gon' be mad at us.
Y'all get it?
Bitches gon' be mad at us. Niggas gon' be mad at us. And they just gon' be mad at us.
Hey, and welcome to another episode of
Honestly Unbothered.
It's me, your girl, Queen T, a.k.a. Tiana, now I'm basic, and I'm here with no other than...
LT! In the house.
And as y'all know,
we are always in the house.
And we're going to get this segment started off, as y'all know, if y'all been listening, with get the lace front off the top of y'all eyebrows and
pay attention.
Yes, because apparently... Kanye West. Oh my God, Kanye West has reported that, according to YouTube Entertainment, that his warehouse is missing over $1.2 million worth of
gas. And we know who stole that shit. It was the workers.
Yes, $1.2 million worth of gas.
That nigga talk bad about the juice, and he still got billions of dollars.
Oh, y'all so crazy.
I just make that up.
Really? What was he saying, though?
We did a video. I think we did
when
something
on
when
he said total annihilation or...
Yeah, DEFCON.
Oh, DEFCON 1.
Yeah, talking about how the Jews own all the entertainment industry and all this blah, blah, blah.
Well, we've been on that they run the entertainment industry. I don't know. I think it was a joke, but everybody take everything so seriously. But apparently not, because he's still making his money every day.
Yeah.
All day in his song, his new song with... the one rapper, it just went number one on billboards or whatever. But also, if y'all didn't know, Rambo is coming out with a part
six. I can't wait to see that shit.
Yes, it's called Rambo New Blood, and you guys can go look up the trailer on YouTube.
Wait, I thought he already had a Rambo, whatever.
Mm-mm. This is new. That was Rambo 5, girl. This is Rambo 6, and it's called New Blood. And 2 days ago it was posted, and it already has over two. The trailer was posted on KH Studio, and already has over 2.6 million views.
And that old man said, "I still got
look
it.
At him, girl. Look at him." Somebody says that CGI. He said, "No, baby.
No,
y'all
I said
out.
That CGI.
I know. Oh, I was like, no. Other people were saying it too, but he was like, nah, baby. I worked out to get that body, honey.
Mm-mm-mm.
I mean, he was looking good in the last Rambo movie too, but this one he really beefed up, y'all." He really beefed up his body, and that old man looks amazing. I wouldn't want him running the country, but
mm-mm.
I would say that if Donald Trump and Biden looked like him, I would probably vote for them.
Yes.
I'm just saying. They don't, though.
They don't
look like him. They need to have several seats, 1 foot in the grave, and we all know it. Okay, and it's not a cool thing to even have them to run for presidency, and they're such
Do better, DNC and RNC. Shit.
Yeah, well, speaking of Donald Trump running for presidency, he made a comment, you guys.
Oh, yeah, so this country is apparently going to burn, or people are going to die. It's going to be a bloody Sunday. I don't know. I just made that up. I heard Bloody Sunday before. I can't remember what Bloody Sunday is, but...
Okay, he said...
This young man right here, what's his name on TikTok?
Henry.
Henry
with the blue check mark.
Like oh, he got a blue check mark. Okay, so Henry.
Trump is now threatening the American
no. What's his name, though? What's his follow like name? So if anybody want to follow him.
He said that there's going
Henry
to be,
what?
Quote, a
H-A-R-R-Y, Henry.
No, it's just Henry.
Yeah, just Henry. That's it. Henry with the blue check mark. He posted this.
If I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole... That's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That'll be the least of it. But they're not going to sell those cars. They're building massive factories. A friend of mine...
Yeah.
But they're not going to sell those cars. Why would you go from bloody... Did he...
Yes.
Did he edit that? What was that? Because it's so strange. Like, no, how can you, go
you can
from,
go look up the speech. You can go look the speech
It's bloody to these cars. Where the fuck
speech
you,
was
that
also work? on CNN.
Mm.
So you can go look up Donald Trump. He really said if he does not get elected, it will be a bloodbath.
No, I understand that. But, like, how did he go from a bloodbath to these cars?
Well, he was talking about how these electric cars are being built and they're not even going to sell them.
Where does the connection come in?
Like, the people are not going to buy them. Like,
man, can you go to his original speech? Because I want to know how he tied in this bloody bloodbath with cars.
Because he's saying that if he doesn't get elected, Donald Trump is saying...
No, I'm saying, how did he just, like, start going to talk about cars? Did he just like slowly transition into that, or he just like whatever? It's gonna be a bloodbath if you don't hire me. But these cars,
mm-hmm. He's saying bloodbath.
Well, we don't never know what Trump doing.
Well, if he doesn't get elected, it's a bloodbath. My bad, you guys.
I hope the motherfuckers don't jump.
Okay, so the New York Times posted it as well, and they're saying that he talks about immigrants and he called them predators.
What?
Yeah, and...
Oh, yeah, and meanwhile, he's at Epstein's mansion on the island. Okay.
He did this speech in Ohio, according to the New York Times.
I made that shit up based on the dossier that came out before he became president.
So, basically, they're saying that he doubled down on a doomsday version or vision of the United States if he's not reelected. So
a lot of people are threatening civil war if he does not get elected. So he's not actually exaggerating anything.
They've been saying that. I mean, they said the last election, so.
Well, they tried it, didn't they?
With the insurrection?
Yeah.
What was that? A bunch of Karens jumping over walls?
Some people died, though. A whole woman died over.
Well, yeah, she died because she was trying to get into the freaking house.
Where the Congress was, so that's what they...
Yeah, that's where they do their house meetings at. So, she's trying to get in there.
No, a lot of representatives have fled to this one area of the White House, another White House, the Congress, whatever that building is called, I don't know. And this
House of Representatives.
Yeah, the House of Representatives. So they started trying to break down this barrier, keeping them from getting to the representative.
Right.
Now, mind you, they said they were going to kill the representatives.
And she had a backpack. That's what a lot of people is not talking about. She didn't broke into the building. I'm sorry, she got killed. But
no,
what did
she didn't break into there by herself. She didn't break into it by... Well, she's dead now, so... She didn't break into it by herself. Saying, whatever her name was.
What did his supporters think was going
to
happen?
No, like, they thought they was going to be able to come up and
say whatever they want to say.
Yes.
Yeah.
And do whatever they want to do and get away with it. Because
they representative didn't get elected. Oh my God. Girl, he did not win. So get over it. Get over it. He probably won't win.
But he did
election.
Win. He won, remember?
When? Who said
that? It's a lie.
What you mean?
He said that he won.
Oh, that's a lie. He said that him not winning was the lie, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not yet.
But it says that the New York Times reported that he said at an event Saturday in Ohio, he says that there will be a bloodbath if he's not reelected. And that once again, he doubled down on his doomsday vision of the country that has animated his third presidential campaign and energized his base during the Republican primary. So the dark view surfacing throughout his speech while discussing the U.S. economy and its auto industry, Trump promised to place car manufacturers aboard if he won in November.
Whatever. Yep. Oh, no. I know why he mentions the car manufacturers afterwards.
Abroad.
I don't know this for a fact, but it makes sense in my head. He mentioned the car manufacturers because a lot of those the car manufacturers, the unions, mm-hmm. support him.
So he went on this rant for nearly 90 minutes in Ohio. And, his speech was it's basically being called a hate speech right now.
It is. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
And he noted several times he was having difficulty reading the teleprompter. Because he old, y'all. I mean,
let's be real, y'all. We got options. I'm just saying, Charmin Blue Bear. Charmin Blue Bear 2024.
I posted that on the, Michelle's thread, like I told you the other day, when we did Fucked Up Friday. So, happy St. Patrick's Day, you guys. But anyways, how in the world did people not know that there was a third option?
I'm telling you why. Because most states don't even include a third option on the ballot.
I know that, Gina, but again, you can write it in.
You can write it in,
you
yes.
You can write it in, guys.
Write it in.
Write it in.
Okay, yeah.
If they got 10 million followers, there's something we can do to get these women in office. Come on now. 10 million voters is looking at their page. Not saying all of them are following them, but, I mean, they following them, but not saying that all of those people are following them to support vote for them. Yeah, to support them. Yeah. They just looking at their platform just to see what they're about. And then they follow them, you know, just to keep seeing what they posting on a daily basis. But I would like to see them in office over these two candidates.
Man, I take Nikki Haley before them.
Well, Nikki gone. Nikki who? She should have used her campaign slogan. My nickname is Nikki, but my name ain't Nicole. That should have been her slogan, and I think she would have went a lot further.
Yeah, she would have, because a lot of young people would have voted for her.
But a lot of people, period, that were even supporting her, they found out her name was not Nicole, and they didn't like it. You know what I mean? Wow. So she should have been honest about her name and just said, this is my slogan. My nickname is Nikki. She should have asked Nikki to use it, Nikki Minaj. Yep. Mm-hmm. But my name ain't Nicole. And that should have been.
I doubt Nikki would have.
I'm telling you.
I doubt Nikki would have charged her for that.
But I wouldn't have voted for that bitch, no way. She don't stand.
No, I just said I'd rather Nikki Haley than them niggas.
Well, her beliefs ain't in line with what I believe. But Charmin and Blue Bear, they beliefs and their platform is more in line with what I believe. Some of those things, I'm not going to say I agree with everything, but it's very slim of the things that they believe in that I don't believe in. Their perspective is very slim, and their platform is very slim from but everything else they stand for, I'm down with it. And she said, if you want a country, y'all just got to go listen to her. I mean, we played it on the show a few weeks ago, but y'all got to go listen to Charmin and Blue Bear's platform
because that makes a big difference.
Yes, and all I got to say is women still have 51% of the vote, and it's voters in this country, because we only, what is it, 50%? No, it's only like 30-some percent of the voting population that votes? 39% of the voting population that actually goes out there and votes in any election. So this is real crazy, but it's us having the say-so. It's women. We could really get these women elected if we wanted to. If we wanted to. If y'all wanted to see if y'all wanted.
A lot of women don't want to see another woman in office, like when Hillary ran. Remember that?
But it was Hillary, though.
It was Hillary.
It didn't have nothing to do with Hillary being a woman. It had everything to do with Hillary being a fucking lying-ass racist. And that's what happened.
No.
That is what happened.
What do you think? It wasn't that though, because she supported her husband when he fucking had that affair with his intern.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people didn't see it as racist. You like you said, 51% of voters are women, right?
Right.
And so a lot of these women saw that Hillary Clinton was supporting her husband
about this intern woman, Monica Lewinsky, and so that's another reason why she didn't get a lot of votes, because that Monica Lewinsky shit.
But then again, I think a lot of people are scared of Putin too. It's to why they would want to vote for Donald Trump, because they just scared that
Putin is shit.
Putin is gonna do something to us, but he's already saying Putin is warning, according to APnews.com. Putin is warning nuclear weapons. Again, he's wanting to use nuclear weapons again.
Oh, we gonna go through another Cold War?
If we really didn't ever go through a nuclear war with them.
I said Cold War.
It's the fear. Exactly. They're striking fear in the hearts of the voters that are scared that maybe Putin would set off the nukes. But why wouldn't they be scared of what's his name?
Yes, because Kim Jong-un. Let's have a handmaid's society. Man, because I would definitely be a... Well, no, I can't be a handmaid. I'll be an auntie because...
Aunties.
I'm old. So I'm old, so I wouldn't be a handmaid.
Well, Putin just put out this statement last Wednesday, and he's saying that he
even though I probably could push out another baby
to use nuclear weapons if his country's sovereignty and independence it continues to be threatened by us.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Whatever.
So that's what he's saying. And other countries that are supporting Ukraine. He's saying that if these countries continue to do this, that he's threatening nuclear weapons. Why you want to kill yourself, though?
Yes, exactly, because that's all it's going to do.
No, I'm like,
well, if you
that's kind of like the...
Well, Nagasaki mm-hmm. and what was the other place? Hiroshima are doing actually well these days, though.
So. No, but I'm saying, why would you even want to go through that? Like, to try to kill a majority of your people just because you mad about a war you shouldn't be involved in. War you created.
Or a nice majority of his people don't even agree with his
ideology.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a psycho. I'm just saying. But this is Trump's friend, and people are, they know that our involvement with Ukraine would end once Biden gets out of office, and you know, Ukraine would be basically on their own. Mm-hmm. Period. If Trump get reelected, he's not going to support Ukraine. He's going to support his friend. He's going to support Putin.
Definitely.
Long time friend, y'all. Y'all got to know that. You know, even all his wives have been Russian. All of them. I don't know him to mess with.
I know any American. Melania is of...
All his ex-wives are Russian. His current wife is Russian.
No, she is technically she's Russian. We ain't even going to go into the details. But go ahead.
And all I'm saying is, Putin is threatening nuclear warfare if you know, his country continues to be...
Putin suck my...
But again, like I said, Kim Jong-un is threatening nuclear warfare if Trump is reelected, because he knows Trump is totally against him.
Yeah. No, but why would Trump be against him, though? Don't they got the same socialist... No. He's a socialist. Trump is not a socialist. He's a communist. My bad. Not a socialist. Communist. Even though they have closely related beliefs. Yeah, he's definitely a communist. And yeah, he's... Even though... fuck it. What's next?
St. Patrick's Day. So, get the lace front out the top of your eyebrows and pay attention, because it's St. Patrick's Day today. And I just wanted to know, why do we even celebrate this, though? How much Irish blood do you have in you?
About 11%.
Yeah, and I was talking to homegirl, Miss Stephanie, and she said she has, she's part Irish, too. It's really crazy how many black people got a lot of Irish blood in them.
Yeah, but it's not actually crazy, because if you think of it, Irish people tend to be the most common indentured servants, or slaves, depending on what you do, because, you know... Even though their kids, the reason why it's difference between,
Irish slaves and black slaves.
Okay, so basically, the Irish people were not, when they came to the United States, they were not treated no better than slaves. But when it came to...
A little
to,
bit better, though. Come on now.
Only because their kids were not, when they had kids, their kids were not into slavery. You know, they were not forced into slavery or not considered to be a slave. But their kids... Would sometimes Bobby? Be
yes, become sometimes. Indentured servants.
Yeah, they were forced.
Go?
He went to go do something to eat.
That was cute. But anyways,
so like they their kids would end up being indentured servants, even if you know their parents paid off the debt. But so that's a form of slavery as well. But it wasn't the slavery that African descendants
went through.
Yeah. It was different. To the point where, in the beginning, though, it was the same. But it changed over time. So, they gave Irish people the distinction of being white. But they didn't give black people, or even light-skinned, really, really light-skinned black people, the distinction of being white. I mean, we got Plessy versus Ferguson.
Well, I think they should call St. Patrick's Day the next day. They should call it the National Late to Work Day, because ain't nobody going to work on time tomorrow. I'll tell you that. Because they about to get loaded
up. Nobody
on
Monday.
It's people downtown dressing like leprechauns and everything. They had the parade yesterday. People still walking around dressed like leprechauns and shit. And everybody's out there drinking tonight. And it's Sunday. So, you know, The next day is going to be National Late to Work Day.
Thank you. I was
going to say
National Call Off to Work today.
I might not make
National
it.
National Call Off to Work
National today. Call Off Work today. Yes, it's going to be a lot of shorthanded jobs out there tomorrow because ain't nobody going to work tomorrow. Now, St. Patrick's Day in America and around the world is celebrated on March 15th because apparently
17th.
March 17th, my baby. My bad. But March 17th. I'm telling you, it's the next day, March 18th, should be National Late to Work Day.
Yes.
If you got to work that day or National Call Off Day, whatever, because it's going to be a lot of people late to work.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we drinking our Pinot, but I think the Irish, yes. You know, they're known for drinking their beer, so we got our Dos Equis today in the green
Dos
bottle.
Equis. Dos Equis.
Yeah, and again, we do not sponsor Dos Equis, either one Dos of these Equis. Companies. But we should. Y'all know y'all want us to.
Yes. You know you want us to.
Y'all want us to.
And if you want us to, like, comment down on the cussing and stuff.
Ooh, I got myself a sponsor.
Come on with it.
That's all I'm saying. I got myself a sponsor.
If you think we should, like, you know, tone this down and make it more PG-17 or NC-17.
Mm-hmm.
NC-17 is better. PG-13, yeah. Anyway.
Go suck us up, because we're not. Yeah. But anyway.
That's what I said. We can't do the PG-13, no. But we can do some NC-17 over this bitch.
For sure. And let's get off into strange world. Now, as y'all know, Phaedra Parks divorced Apollo Nider a few years ago. He was locked up, I want to say about 6-7 years ago. He was locked up for a minute. And on her new show, Married to Medicine, it's not a new show, but she's the new cast member on there. And but they just kept talking about Apollo.
Explain to me why
Apollo
she's on Married to Medicine now.
Oh, she was dating a doctor when she got cast. Now she's dating a new doctor. So I guess she liked doctors. She's a lawyer, so most doctors and lawyers marry each other.
Right.
I think she got that Cosby
like the,
head.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Say.
She got that ideology that she can find her a doctor because she's a lawyer and they're going to live happily ever after.
Mm-hmm.
But Apollo is remarried. And a lot of women were speculating as to why Apollo didn't come to the kid's birthday party. And they were saying just other things about Apollo on the show. Mm. You know, like one cast member, Toya, she asked why Apollo didn't come to the birthday party. And
I'm curious.
Who cares that he has that he was in jail? But let's go to.
Why was he in jail?
He was in jail for a white collar crime.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What the white collar crime?
Money laundering or something.
Oh, damn. Mm-hmm. Anyway. Yeah, and so he's still a doctor?
He's not a doctor. Apollo was a businessman.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm confused. But yeah.
Yeah, he was a stockbroker.
I'm thinking married
else.
To medicine, I'm thinking doctors.
Yeah, so here's what Apollo said, and you guys can find this on bravo.com and their YouTube channel.
I did.
And why was it important?
Well, she invited her baby daddy to the reunion, even though he wasn't on the show.
Our relationship was like, just like, wow, when you ask about him, I will make him appear.
Wow.
Okay. Now that he is risen.
Right? Poof.
Yeah. What?
That's what I
ask about Apollo. And sometimes they'll say, well, we're going to call Apollo, you know, these little jokes. We thought he came out with his dad.
But really and truly believe that if he's a good father to the kid, then he should be present. Who cares about his prison record?
And I'm like,
oh, no. I didn't joke. I didn't laugh. But my issue was really if I asked a question, like when we were at the spa, mm-hmm. You immediately took offense.
That's Toya talking.
Yeah, because he fucking other bitches.
You and the dad. They read.
Apollo wasn't fucking nobody else. She divorced him because of his issues, his legal issues.
Like, I'm not coming for you.
She didn't want
to
be associated
really
with that shit.
To know you. That's it.
Well, you know, I just want to kind of clear the air, too. You know,
that's Apollo's
relationship.
Still fucking other bitches.
At this point, it's kind of impeccable at this moment.
Hey,
it
that's
started
what I
out
said.
Topsy-turvy when I first came home. I was like always upset. She was upset. We were meeting at Chick-fil-A to see the kids. And I'm like, hey, you know, like, when is this going to change? You know, when is this going to evolve into something, you know, more authentic? You are remarried, right?
Correct. Yeah.
And how does your wife feel about you being here today?
She's fine with it. She's cool. Like, I mean, you know, we're kind of...
Get that check. Okay,
time,
get that check.
Phaedra, what is your relationship with his new wife?
We don't have one.
Mm-mm. Okay. Might you?
We don't have one.
I don't think so.
Last I saw you, you were in front of that garage, and it was no good. Yeah.
Apollo, I might not.
So this is when they broke up. when they got a divorce.
I think I remember Phaedra Parks. I'm just not understanding how she's on Married to Medicine.
Like 5.5 years.
So he was locked up for 5.5 years. And you guys can look at the rest of the segment of their reunion special that's coming out. Well, it's already out, but it's it came out, I think, either it's coming out or it came out last week or this week or whatever. But what I got to say is that how they were saying all the other women, if you see their faces, though, when he was talking about how he was locked up for 5.5 years, if you looked at their faces when they talk about they don't care about his criminal record or whatever, the way they was looking when he said 5.5 years, it was like, ugh, you know, like disgusting or whatever. But girl, please, get out of here.
I don't know.
He did his time. He came home, and he's a great dad now.
He did my time.
Phaedra said he's not. He don't come in the house, you know, because he married, you know.
Yeah.
You know, she don't want no married man in her house, you know. Especially a married ex in your house, you know, because you don't want nobody thinking that y'all still messing around and all that. Especially when she's trying to get out there and find her a husband, okay?
Right.
Don't let it seem like it's weird, but apparently they have a great co-parenting relationship since he's been out. And she was just clearing the air with the little Married to Medicine women what their thoughts were on their relationship. She said, let's clear this up now. And it was some other things that she was trying to clear up at the reunions, because Dr. Gregory said that he went on a date.
So was it a reunion that actually able to talk to each other? Not like...
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Their reunions are very... They're the most civil reunions. They be a little shouting here and there, but I think that the Married to Medicine crew is a little bit more civilized than the other ladies, you know. I ain't gonna say they don't get ratchet at times, but, you know.
Yeah.
We all hood. Okay, you can get a PhD.
Hood but holy.
You can still be hood. I don't think they hood but holy.
I got a bachelor's degree.
They super educated and they super hood. Yes. That's what I'm gonna say. All the women on the platform, super educated, but like us, they super hood too. You know what I mean? That's why I love the show, though.
I'm hood and holy.
It makes the doctor seem more relatable.
Yeah.
Especially when you go to the doctor, you be scared. You be, you know, you don't know what's gonna happen. You could get diagnosed with something you don't know that you ever even had, you know, but this is making doctors more relatable.
Yeah.
Okay, but I think you guys should watch the show, and the reunion is gonna make you laugh at your ass. So that's all I got to say. And Apollo still looks amazing. Apollo still looks amazing. But I just want to talk about that in our Strange World segment, because I think it's strange that people always be worried about your relationship with your current, your ex, or whatever. But maybe they should worry about their own relationships.
Everybody should worry about their own relationships. It's never.
You should
compare our relationship to somebody else.
No, don't compare. Because
if you're comparing your relationship to somebody else, you don't want to be in that relationship. Because you're gonna have, like, not lowered expectation, because that's the first thing came to my head. Lowered expectations.
Okay.
But anyway.
So then we go into this segment with this going viral right now, talking about how Dr. Rogers was talking about gender roles. Okay, let's play this right now, because...
Not Dr. Roberts, Mr. Rogers.
Mr. Rogers. I said Dr. Rogers. Mr. Rogers.
But
boys are boys from the beginning.
But I don't think he had gender roles in mind when he sung this song.
Yeah, you can find this on Joseph Garassi's page on TikTok.
Everybody's fine.
That's Grazi.
And so is mine. Only girls can be the mummies. Only boys can grow up and be the daddies.
Okay. Yes, sir. Okay, so they're saying that this is hate speech now.
That is not hate speech.
That's why I don't like
what he went through back then and what the...
But no. No, they only play this part of the show, right?
Yeah.
But at the end of the show, he goes back and he says... and he's saying that... You guys can listen for yourself. Okay, this is the end of the show.
What?
Yeah.
I was just thinking.
This is the end of the show. After he sung the song and everything about girls growing up to be mommies.
Little or big, it's a human being.
Yeah, every person is a human being.
Amen.
So he's saying that even though you grow up as a girl to be a woman, and only boys can grow up to be daddies and mommies can grow up to be mommies, he's saying no matter who you are, we all humans.
Exactly.
And everybody, we all need to be loved.
Yes. And I agree.
Everybody deserves love.
Everybody deserves love.
Every person
needs to be loved. And the marvelous thing about being human is that while we're very much alike, each one of us is very different too.
Yes.
Isn't it great that
and I used to cross-dress in my younger days.
Isn't it great that we can care about one another the way
we
do?
Oh, you missed what I said.
But no, what did you say? What did you say?
I said, every one of us can cross-dress when we feel like it.
And that's basically what he was saying. He's saying, no matter who we are, what we go through, we are all, at the end of the day, human beings. And every human being deserves love. And we all love each other. That's all he was saying. But
we should all love each other.
I was saying, this is why the world is strange. We all love each other. Though. But this is why the world is strange. Yeah, we don't all love each other. But every girl, every boy in the world, no matter what you grow up to be, we all human beings and we all deserve love. That's what Mr. Rogers said.
Yes.
But they
so
keep
don't
playing that little song.
Like, I know, right?
Like he was a homophobe or something, but that's not who he was. He was a lover of all people. And Sheila Chappelle played that last segment because I guess she was tired of people saying that Mr. Rogers was a racist. She said, play the whole thing.
Or in this sexist. World, we like or to, what do you want to call it?
A transphobe or whatever. Yeah. But he in this not. World, we like to edit shit like, to fit our narrative.
Cause come on. Transphobe wasn't even a thing when he first started his... Transgender was not even a thing when he first started his show.
I mean, we had transgenders, though, but...
But it was mostly drag queen women, mm-hmm. so... It wasn't like...
No, we had a few transgender women back then, too.
It was mostly drag queen it was women mostly and drag dykes. Queen. What they call dykes. Which
studs. Now we call them studs.
We call them studs, but they were... Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But he was pointing out that he did on his... On this...
on this show.
Yeah, on that show, when they show the ending of the show. Or
it
how
made
he,
you make sense.
When
it
he put on his green jacket.
And he did his thought of the day.
Yeah.
And he said, when the he end put of on the his, day.
No, it was his cardigan. When he put on his cardigan, that was the end of the
cardigan.
Day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He was saying that everything is acceptable. It's be who you are, basically. And yeah, he
and
said...
And we all deserve love.
But still, I'm not... Don't... I'm sorry. Don't take me the wrong way, but... Well, probably people will take me the wrong way. But only people with uteruses... Not... I said people... With uteruses, not women with uteruses, can have a baby. But anybody, be the mom or dad, it depends on how you raise your kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And it doesn't even matter whether you consider yourself the mom or dad. Your kid's going to see you as a certain person anyway.
And that's what Mr. Rogers was saying. He was saying that at the end of the day, we all humans.
Yes.
If we born, we born. We all babies when we born. Mm-hmm. That's what he started off. We're all babies when we're born. And at the mm-hmm. end of the day, we all humans. And all humans deserve love.
Yes.
Don't get it twisted.
Yes.
That's what he said. Don't get it
him.
Twisted.
Don't do that to Mr. Rogers.
Nah, he wasn't that type of person, y'all. I mean, he seemed like he was a very unhappy man because of certain situations in his personal life after I seen the documentary and also the
I didn't watch
show
it.
With
I
Star
wanted
Jim
to see it.
Carrey.
Yeah, I wanted to see it, but I have not gotten around to it.
Yeah, well, he went through a divorce and his wife ended up marrying the next door neighbor. And so he moved in the house right next to them. It's crazy, y'all.
I gotta watch that
shit.
Yeah,
he really loved his wife, but she left him. That's period, point blank. And that's why he was sad. And he ended up moving right next door to her. So, you know, it happens. You know. People do anything for the D and the P. The D and the P.
Yes, they do.
He wants that P back. And apparently, they were sleeping together while she was still married to the other dude.
So, wow.
Yes, it's crazy. It's crazy. You never know what somebody's going through in their personal life.
You do not. And
you don't know.
Say that you know what he's going through because of some of the shit they said on social media, which it wasn't called social media back then, but you know what I'm saying? It's basically the same thing.
Exactly. And that's just the strange world we live in. And also, let's get into it. So, speaking of strange world.
Yep.
Let's go ahead and get into, never mind. We're going to leave Strange World alone. Hold
okay.
on. I thought I had one more Strange World story. Oh, yes.
Oh, I knew you did.
This is strange. It's Tupac's speech that he gave when he was like 21 or 22. It was filmed, and they was calling him a revolutionary. Because I think he was more of a prophet to me, though. But he's talking about. Basically, he's talking about, you know.
I mean that shit, because these white folks see us as thugs. I don't care what y'all think.
He said we're nothing but thugs and niggas to these motherfuckers. I just wanted to stop it right there, and y'all can go look it up. It's on Corn Listen. That's Corne Listen on TikTok. But what, and Instagram, he reposted it on Instagram, but you guys can go look it up, and it, again, it's by this guy who posted it on Instagram, and Come Listen is posted by IMTAP, oh, the rapper, IMTAP, she reposted it, and it's just talking about how he had a revolutionary mind, and that he was saying that, even if you are a man, African-American, you call yourself black, whatever you call yourself, at the end of the day, white people don't look at us as nothing but thugs. You know what I'm saying?
And hoes.
And, you know, niggas. He said thugs and niggas. He said thugs and niggas.
Thugs and niggas.
And I was talking to my husband the other day about this. I was like, we was looking at BMF. I was like, do you know why people look at these shows and they think that's how all of us are living?
Yes, they do. Because they don't know nothing different, because a lot of them are living in these very, very segregated communities.
Oh, they live in our community and they scared. You know, like these white people that's out here jogging their dogs and shit.
Oh, you're talking about in the up-and-coming
area, right?
Up-and-coming neighborhoods? In the gentrified neighborhoods, right? Okay, you're talking about
that. Want to be gentrified, but too many black people still live here for them. You know? And they own their houses, so they're not going nowhere. But they're not going nowhere for a reason, because they're tired of gentrification and they're not trying to let it happen, period. But what he's saying, if we're not owning our own shit, and if we got all these people out here hungry and all of this, then it's nothing that we can do to make them feel otherwise, period. But I see when we try to buy our houses back or buy back our blocks, they keep raising the price. Especially here in Indiana, they taking a $2 house.
Well, they gonna have to raise the price over here before we sell this bitch.
Well, they taking a $2 house and they putting a $50,000 price tag on that house nowadays. And we know this house ain't worth nothing but $2 and a change.
No.
But because we're able to buy these houses and flip them now, they want to raise the price exponentially.
They're gonna give us a high price for this house. If they want this house.
But these developers that's coming in our city and buying these houses, they get lower price.
Well, because they can't buy this house, though.
I'm just saying, but the houses that they can buy, these $2 houses,
yeah,
they will offer them that same house at a lower price than what they would offer a black person that's trying to buy that same house and redevelop.
No, if you come, no.
They are.
Okay. Yes, but no. But if you can come up with, like, if you can go to those auctions,
mm-hmm,
which where a lot of these properties are auctioned off because they don't know who they belong to anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, if you win that auction, if you're not going to get it for $2, obviously.
Not anymore.
No, but it starts off that low. Mm-hmm. But you're not going to get it for that much. And so, it depends on who is willing to pay the price and then come in and fix this house up.
I'm just saying, that's the strange world we live in. Once we do try to get our own wealth and develop our own wealth with the same thing that people are doing with TikTok, is developing a generation of wealth with their families, now they want to take it away. You know what I'm saying? It's just all kind of stigmas that they put on people of color making money, and then they want to put more laws on top of it to stop them from making money.
But they keep on letting...
And keep raising the price. Raise the price. A fucking steak costs $30, just one steak nowadays in the fucking supermarket.
Mm.
$31 to $40, just one freaking T-bone.
A steak. Wow.
Yeah, a pack of chicken.
I might as well get it from the restaurant, right?
I'm gonna spend $40 on that one with some sides. That's what I'm not understanding. How is it cheaper at the restaurant? That means they're getting a better price than what we getting. They always have.
Yeah.
But I mean, they're getting an exponentially better price than what the average person is shopping for their house to
get. You can spend $30, $40 on a steak at a restaurant right now and get your two sides.
Yeah.
For the same.
But if you go to the supermarket, you're going to spend that on just the steak. And then you add in the sides. You
got to buy a whole bag of potatoes. The potatoes are going to be
$4,
like
$4.96.
Seven.
Plus tax. The potatoes is going to be $4.96 plus tax. Mm. And then whatever sides you get. Let's say you got the frozen bag of spinach. Yeah, or the fresh bag broccoli. Of spinach. Or broccoli or whatever. That's $2 and some change. And you add all that up, that's going to be about $40-something just for that whole meal that you would have spent at the restaurant for $30. I'm in top quality restaurants. So I'm not talking about just any restaurant. A meal at the one of the most expensive restaurants, Ocean Prime, here in our city.
Yeah.
And around the world. But Ocean Prime is like around
Fogo de Chao, you're going to spend $200. Mm-hmm. Well, if you're buying drinks, you got to buy a lot of drinks. So.
You got to buy a lot of them, though. You ain't got to buy no lot of drinks. You
know,
you go on
the
drink.
But anyway, we buy a lot of drinks.
I think that's what they do overpriced in restaurants, though, are the drinks.
Yes.
The drinks are way more expensive if you just go buy a bottle of Pinot from the liquor store, you know. You could buy one cup of Pinot at the expensive restaurant, but it's not going to be like that. Let's go to Lying Like You Look. Lying Like You Look. You're lying like you look. You look. You look. You look. And you look just like you like. And you know, they always out here lying like they look, honey. And it's just ridiculous. But let's play our little theme song, honey. How nice.
What the fuck?
Ah, that's you singing to your baby. That ain't even the theme song. That's crazy.
Mm-mm.
I thought that was the theme song. Lying like you look, honey. And you look just like you like.
You know, two of your views a day, because you're not, that's not your page. Count.
Okay, and as always, you know, these motherfuckers be out here lying. And so let's get into it. Let's get into it. Because a teacher.
Oh my God, the teacher. This teacher, like, oh my gosh, I feel her so much in my heart. I was not a teacher, but I was an instructional assistant for many years, for 18 years damn near. And I feel like I'm free now. And I guess she felt like she was free too, because after she got fired from her job, she did a video with her kids, her students.
And that's why she's going to be our artist of the day. But I wanted to get in line like you look, because do you really think she got fired for being a rapper? That's why they said they fired her.
There's no telling. There's no telling.
I mean, well, that's her, her statement. A Detroit teacher got fired for being a rapper, you guys. Because she's a rapper, they fired her and let her go. Like, why? Like, what was the reason, really? Like,
she was cussing.
Who cares?
I don't know.
These kids cuss more than us on a daily basis. Like, yeah. When I be listening in to my girls when they in their room talking crap on the phone. Oh, my gosh.
Don't even not remind me.
I'd be like, hey, calm that down, honey. You're doing too much right now. But I just don't like that she was fired for being a rapper.
Yeah.
I think that they lying like they look. I don't think that's the only reason they fired her. Maybe because she was young too. You know, it makes no sense to fire somebody perfectly capable of doing a great job and doing a great job with their kids, and the kids love them because of how natural.
Well,
those
kids loved her because they did her fucking video.
Oh, they
her.
Did a walkout. They walked out to do the video the day she got fired. All the kids walked outside to do the video. So
of her son.
That's why I said that the school district in Detroit is just, you know, they.
It's not just Detroit. It's everywhere.
Yeah,
I'm so
glad.
Oh,
that one teacher got fired because she was built up nice. And she was beautiful. Mm-hmm. You remember that? We did a story on that. She was built up nice, and they said that she was making parents uncomfortable. I said, wow, that's crazy. I don't understand. We already got a shortage of teachers. You going to fire somebody because they look good? And you gonna fire somebody because they doing great with their rap career? I don't understand it. Like, it has to be more behind that let these teachers
I got fired.
For nothing.
I wasn't a teacher.
Because you was sick. You were sick and you got fired for being sick.
I'm saying I got fired.
I'm just saying I fired
someone. They said that I didn't have enough evidence to prove that I was sick. Even though I was in the hospital.
All you had to do was turn in your hospital paperwork. And that's
no,
crazy.
I did turn that in.
I know you turned it in, but I'm saying that's crazy that they used
and
that.
And they still fired me.
But really the reason was not because of you being sick. It's because they let everybody go under the superintendent that you were under.
No, not the superintendent. The principal.
The principal. Whatever. They let everybody go because they got a new principal. But that's what I'm saying. This reason about her being fired for being a rapper, it's something behind that. Like, it was something behind your firing. Like, after 18 years, you're just going to let me go? Like,
yeah, exactly.
Are you going to let me go because I'm a viral rapper?
Because you don't want to keep paying. No, because I think it's because if I had stayed there too much longer, you don't want to pay me. Because I'm going to get the premium amount. Like, oh, you come back. But if I come back, well, I get paid this. I'll be under the same rate I was paid.
You got to demand your rate. For real. Because that's a lot. That's an issue as well. That a lot of people have been accepting the rates that they give them because they want a job. You know what I mean?
No,
people
I did that in the beginning. In need of, but they actually, the original people that hired me, including the principal who got fired.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, he didn't get fired. He was forced to resign. Same difference.
Mm-hmm.
I get that if I...
And we never get the true reason of why he was forced to resign. We don't know.
Because his school was going to hell. Sorry.
In a handbasket. It's going to hell in a handbasket.
Some kids. I don't even want to work with them kids
anymore. I
hear
that it got too much better since, though. Principal.
I don't think it got too much better either.
It haven't.
I know it didn't. I don't have to be there to know.
Yeah, and
I
heard that he went to work for a private school.
Wait, the principal's
He works for a private school now. Y'all old principal is at a private school.
Not the old principal.
One that was in charge when you were there. He works for a private school now.
Okay.
He went to private sector.
No.
So he's getting more money, so I'm happy for him. And I heard...
That was the bread again.
Right. But let's go into this teacher that got fired. Let's go back into it for being a rapper. She got that allegedly. That they saying allegedly.
Mm-hmm.
Again, y'all can find that on Honey Economics on TikTok. We about to replay her song, and y'all tell me what y'all think because she going viral. I think let's promote black women.
Yes.
And doing what they really want to do in life.
This is Women's Month.
Yep, and she did this video with her students, y'all. After she got fired, everybody walked out and did the video with her. It's called Drippin' 101. Drippin', honey.
Motown baby going crazy like the 80s. Motown baby going crazy like the 80s. I put it on the floor and I dare bitch to take it. Niggas running around the city. Owe me money, shit is silly. Buy my money just like
50. Yeah, I think it had something to do with her shape too, remember?
Yeah.
Cause she really built up, y'all. She really
is
nicely built.
Yeah, and it's not, you know, the private sector.
I'm so glad they walked out because they should be in support of her trying to pursue her dream. Like, ain't that what you tell the kids? Pursue your dream.
Yes, exactly.
But y'all want to hinder this woman for pursuing her dreams. I think it's fucked up. I loved it. She killed everything she touched, though. She do. But anyways, again, y'all can find it exactly where I said. Y'all can find it on TikTok on Honey Economics and check her out. But let's go into, since she was our artist of the day, let's go ahead and go into our Sleepy City stories.
Nap time stories.
The nappy time. Oh, now you know what we forgot to talk about. Taraji P. Henson.
Okay. Oh, that would be.
Yes. That would have been in a Get the Lace front. But Taraji P. Henson and Queen Latifah, they teamed up this year at the NAACP Awards. You guys can find it on Dateline.com or Deadline.com, whatever it is. And on the BET.com as well. But anyways, Taraji and Queen Latifah teamed up to talk about the inequality in black actresses in Hollywood. And they talked about this at the NAACP Awards. Her dress was all right. Gina liked it. Gina thought it was great.
I thought it was the artistic.
Artistic, okay. But I hated Queen Latifah's dress. That has nothing to do with them teaming up to talk about what they went through as black women in Hollywood. But I'm glad that somebody is talking about it. But let's go ahead and go into our Nappy Time stories. And apparently a Greenwood man has been sentenced to 30 years in prison.
27.
I said 30. Well, according to Fox 59, 27 years, almost 30, nearly 30. They said nearly 30. A Greenwood man by the name of Gary Arthur was sentenced to 27 years in the Indiana Department of Corrections after being charged with robbery resulting in seriously bodily harm. So what he did was, and he tried to steal a truck at a gas station.
He stole somebody's truck.
He stole somebody's truck. The guy seen him stealing the truck and tried to run out to stop him. And he ran the man over. The guy whose truck it was. And he ran the man over with the truck, causing seriously bodily harm. Seriously. Like, he had to get robbed.
And then meanwhile, Fox 9 is making it like he just went did 27 for robbery.
Yeah, that ain't what he just did.
No, he damn near killed that nigga. Sorry. How you say it? Okay, so the car owner,
excuse me,
almost died because he was ran over. His hip was broken.
Jenny, you can't say crazy stuff while I got, you know, I'm trying to swallow something. But,
hey, swallow, swallow.
Oh, my God. Spitting is okay, too. But the owner of the truck, Mr. Ferguson.
Swallowing is better.
Anyway. Swallow it. But the owner of the truck, Charlie Ferguson, he briefly stopped inside the gas station to grab a coffee with his friend, and they saw the truck being stolen by Mr. Arthur. Okay, so Mr. Gary Arthur reportedly ran over Ferguson and caused major injuries, mm-hmm. crushing his pelvic and giving him a traumatic brain injury. Yes. So at the sentencing, Mr. Ferguson said, "If you would have asked, I would have given you a ride."
But that's all. No, because it's like, people,
dang, you needed a ride that bad. Like, you couldn't steal the truck and keep it. Like, you,
man, obviously, I was so shitty. No. Some people do just steal a car just to get a ride, just to go somewhere. I mean, I want to say this because. Okay, so one Halloween, it was like a few days after Halloween,
mm-hmm.
and I got all this candy, you know, I should have because I was old as fuck here in Indianapolis.
Mm-hmm.
I went up to Meridian, nice places, you know, and got my candy.
Mm-hmm.
I like what you do. And this guy stole the car. Not my car, I said my car. My daddy's car.
Mm.
He stole the car and he left it up on Post Road. Right. East side. How you do it? East side? Anyway.
I don't know how to do it.
No, I got a picture of my phone in my phone about how this little boy did it east side after his daddy showed him.
Mm.
Anyway, so.
What happened?
So daddy finds the car, the fucking Halloween candy gone. They took the Halloween candy with him.
That's so crazy. But let's talk about the last Nappy Time story that I looked up on Fox 59 as well. It just happened a few days ago.
Oh, daddy found the car because he is a tow truck driver. He was a tow truck driver back in the day. That's how he found the car.
He was doing his
regular job. Yeah.
So a convicted drug kingpin in Indianapolis has also been sentenced to life in prison as well. So they're saying that after being found guilty in federal court of running a multi-state ring, yes, that Keith Jones was convicted of operating and continuing criminal enterprise, which included more than 20 people, and he was also charged with conspiracy to distribute controlled substances, conspiracy to launder money, and possession of a firearm by a convicted felon and drug trafficking. They say he's from the north side.
So he's gonna do his time here in Indianapolis before feds take over. Okay, I got you.
He got life, girl. He got life.
And then he's gonna do not in Indiana solely, or he's gonna, like, you know what I'm saying, switch after so many years and become a federal inmate.
The federal government has already done their investigation, and they are saying that he was operating and he had distributed at least 300 pounds of methamphetamine, 200 kilos of fentanyl, and 50 kilos of cocaine. Yes.
Fentanyl is what got him.
But the federal investigation, they hope to the case sends an important message to drug dealers and drug users alike, because he got life, y'all. But
why would you give life to a drug user? Oh, that doesn't make sense.
I don't know, but they saying that
now, if the drug user is supplying drugs to his fellow friends, like, he's going to buy drugs and he's giving it to them, but he's not using the drugs that he gave, you know, allowed his friends to have, right? Yeah. It doesn't make sense for him to go to jail for that. That person. Not him. That person.
Well, they're saying that he used, there are 21 people that were indicted, but they're saying that Jones was the ringleader. And he used the home on 30th and Continental as his primary stash house. I've never heard of this dude, and I know a lot of people.
Yeah.
I've never heard of this dude ever, and it's so crazy how people can stay under the radar of what they're doing. And apparently
this dude's probably too young for us to know him, though.
Yeah, apparently he was sentenced to 30 years in prison so far.
Yeah.
But they're saying that's life for him. That's life. His days are numbered.
30 years in prison? Mm-hmm. No. How old is he? That's what I was asking you.
It doesn't say how old he is. They said that's his life. 30 years gone.
So
that is life. You might as well say 30 years is 40, life.
No, it's not. If you're 20 years old, 30 years. If you're a 20-year-old man, 30 years is not. I'm not going to say it's nothing, but you're still going to be a young man out there. You're going to be able to produce children. You're going to be able to, like, get your life together.
Well, he might be in his mid-30s to late 40s, because it says it's naming a lot of the other people that were indicted, and they seem to have gotten 20 years. One of the drug traffickers got 20 years. Remember, it's 21 of them. One got 20 years. He was 46. He got 20 years. One was 42. He got 25 years. One was 34. He got 15 years. And he already got years. Kids,
so it don't matter.
Yeah, he got 15 years. Kids. One was 49. He got 13 years. One was 37, and he got 12.2 years. One was 33. He got 11 years. And then another one was 30 years old, and he got 10 years. And it keeps going from there. It keeps going from there because...
Okay, so I'm right.
Right, like, but I'm saying 30 years is damn near life. You might as well say your life is over after 30 years of
you being life. Ain't gonna be, but the life before you is what I'm talking about.
What you mean the life before you? What you gonna do when you get out of prison 30 years and you gonna be damn near 70 some years old? You gonna go to a retirement home or a halfway house and die?
50 something.
I'm saying. It's unfortunate that these young men got caught up and they have to do all this time, but, you know, most of them was out there just trying to support their families and stuff.
And so thank you for joining another episode.
Go ahead and give CV period.
Again.
Why you touching?
I don't know, because I'm fucked up.
Oh, okay. Well, we'd like to thank y'all for listening to another episode of Honestly Unbothered. And again, it's unfortunate these young men, you know, is losing half of their life because of the decisions that they made to do the same thing that Walgreens and CVS and Walmart and any other pharmacy is doing.
Okay.
You know? But again,
the idea is that if you give them all this time, that they will not. They will not repeat the crime.
Girl, how they gonna repeat it? They gonna be too old to do anything when they get out of prison.
I know.
But anyways, again, thank y'all for listening to Honestly Unbothered. As always, remain unbothered. And we like to thank y'all and hope that y'all tune in for the next segment. I Tippy Sundays.
This is gonna be mad.
Tippy Sundays on St. Patrick's Day.
This is gonna be
mad. Tippy Sundays on St. Patrick's Day, baby.
This is gonna be mad. And they just gonna be mad. There's something you're not doing right. If you ain't got no hands on that, then you die. There's something you're not doing right.